Jake, what does the research tell us about that?
Well, Ray, it's really, I mean, when you look at the sheer number of horrors that poverty seems to inflict on children, it's hard to know where to begin. But the most sort of specific, tangible version, the kind of research that we really know affects the brain, has to do with how it affects the brain, specifically the development of white and gray matter, the hippocampus, the amygdala, some of the most important parts of the brain. One study in 2013 of St. Louis area preschoolers found that living in deep poverty caused their white and gray matter to not grow as fast as it needed to. That really facilitates communication in the brain. The hippocampus, which turns your short-term memories into long-term memories, that was stunted. And the amygdala, which deals with those memories and with emotions, all of those were stunted, which leads, in the long-term, researchers believe, to cognitive disorders, antisocial behavior, and worse. So we're seeing true tangible effects of living in poverty for children.